Blog Talk Radio.
Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944, and we're broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. today, where the topic, interestingly enough, is leadership and leadership training. Our guest is Melissa Kravacek, and she is with the website BriellaArion.com, and she specializes in leadership training. And Melissa, if there's ever been a city in the history of the world that needs leadership training, I think where I sit right now may very well be it. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, and I have to agree with you.
Now, Melissa, when one wants to get into leadership training, you know, what credentials you for that? What makes you say, yep, I could do that. I could help people be better leaders.
Yeah, I don't think you necessarily have to have credentials. I think you have to have transformation. And many people go through times in their lives where they want to be transformed and they try as hard as they can to be transformed, but there's not that one thing that propels them to the actual transformation. So as far as credentials, you know, I've transformed my life and I've transformed other people's lives. And yes, I have a college degree and yes, I have certifications, but I don't think that really matters. I think what matters is the end result.
When you take on a client to help them with what you call high-caliber leadership, are there certain qualities, certain benchmarks that you look for in a person that absolutely are essential, that have to be there to give you the raw materials you need to work with to turn them into that high-caliber leader?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Number one is they have to be able to transform their mindset. And we always look for people that are ambitious and willing to go the extra mile, who are actually dedicated to getting the result that they want and willing to, you know, make that investment. And then do they have the confidence? Because without confidence, you're obviously not going to be successful. They need to be able to communicate clearly to both, you know, themselves about their goals and ambitions as well as their team. You know, so those are things that all tie into leadership. Of course, there's many other qualities we look for, but those are just a few.
Melissa is with BriellaArion.com, and by the way, the spelling on that, if you'd like to find out more about Melissa's high-caliber leadership training, is BriellaArion.com. Tell me a little about your personal story and your background and what sort of put you in this position today.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you asking because this is such a powerful story. I personally worked for two Fortune 500 companies, and I led 24 stores. I grew up the ladder very, very quickly with both Walmart and Family Dollar. So I started with Walmart when I was 16. Like I said, you know, I grew up the ranks. I quickly became assistant manager, and I ended up in a store that needed a store manager, so I took on that role. I called out the district manager because he was keeping two sets of books, and essentially what happened was we all got fired.
Wow.
You know, that was a pivotal point for me because I had everything I ever wanted at 19 years old, a new house, a new car. I could travel anywhere I wanted. I had cash. I could do anything I wanted, and then I had no income. So, I mean, what are you going to do at that point? Well, you either pick up or you make more mistakes. And essentially what ended up happening for me was I continued to make mistakes, and I got several speeding tickets, and I ended up in front of a judge, and this judge was extremely harsh, in my opinion. So I ended up, you know, spending 6 days in jail.
Wow.
And when you're spending that kind of time, yeah, I know, for speeding, but when you're spending that kind of time with yourself, you just look in the mirror and you think, do I really want to continue down this road? And the answer for me was clearly no. I mean, I was in tears. I had to turn my life around. So with, you know, more than $50,000 in debt, no job, and nothing else, I turned to personal growth, and I really just became obsessed with it. I took on my first client, and I literally transformed my own life while I was transforming his. So he went, you know, from the living room floor of his parents' house with five kids, no passion, no love, no relationships, no job, no income, to 2.5 years later having a seven-figure business, owning his own gym, his own apparel line, and everything else. So, you know, that's my story, and it is the absolute dedication I have to personal growth that, you know, makes me a credible person. And to be able to do this is just, it's just an amazing feeling.
Melissa Kravichek is our guest today. She's the president of RiellaArion.com, and she does leadership training for individuals and for companies, and practices something that she calls high-caliber leadership. And if you have a question for Melissa, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944, or you can send a message in our instant chat room. We'd love to hear from you today, and thanks for listening wherever in the world you may be. Leadership is a word that can take on a particularly important meaning when you're faced with big challenges. You know, what do you do? Which path do you take? And I think that individuals and companies need to foster it. What advice do you give to folks whenever they have big life decisions to make in terms of leadership?
Well, the question I would always pose is, how many times have you tried to fix this problem already? And what have you done to fix the problem? Because chances are, if you've tried, you've probably failed. So we need to look at how you're communicating your mindset, and then, you know, turn your limiting beliefs into positive self-talk. And eventually that will give you the results that you're looking for. So I think companies and individuals need to recognize that, you know, there is a pivotal turning point in your life. It's something that you have to really just declare that you're not going to make any other decisions than the one that you absolutely want, whatever that might be.
Melissa, let me ask you, you talked about how you had sort of risen up through the ranks at Walmart. You caught a district manager there cooking the books, lost that job, wound up going to jail, and then were able to put it back together and pulled yourself up by the bootstraps. Is the old axiom that it's always darkest before the dawn, that seemed to pay it off in your world. Talk to me about the steps you took to begin that long climb out of being $50,000 in debt and in jail after these speeding tickets and all that. What were the steps that you took to get it back together and put you where you are now?
Well, the thing is that when you get into a hole, you should probably stop digging. So it's funny because we dig ourselves in these holes with shovels, but we dig ourselves out of these holes with teaspoons. So the steps that I personally took, I mean, I just divulged myself. Thousands of hours I've put into, you know, attending events, watching YouTube videos, just grabbing everything I could. I've read hundreds of books on leadership, and I've, you know, associated myself with the best of the best in the business, and that has seemed to propel me to new heights in my own career. So I've been able to, you know, grab on to people who have already made these mistakes so that I don't have to make them, and that's probably the number one advice I would give anybody, is do not make all the mistakes yourself.
And the company name, tell me about the company name, RiellaArion.com.
Yeah, well, Briella Arion actually came to me during meditation, and I meditate a lot. I'm a very faithful person. So it actually means God is my strength, and I have no idea why it came to me, but it came to me, and it stuck as a, you know, you have to have faith when you're digging yourself out of a hole. So that's...
Now, see, I look at that and I think, all right, you know, if that comes to you, then you got to go with it. That makes a lot of sense to me. Practical tips in terms of leadership. Whenever you meet with a business owner or a business manager, how much of it is situational in the challenges that they're making and the mistakes they're making, and how much is it internal?
Ooh, great question. I think a lot of it has to do with the internal, because we're bombarded by things every day that catch us off guard. You know, the phone's constantly ringing, emails going, we're chattering on social media. You know, we have the news, the phone, the internet. It's all there and right in front of us, and it's taking us down. It's telling us, you know, we're not good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, educated enough. We're not all of these things, but we really, truly are. So if we can flip that around and help the business owner know that they don't have to listen to all these negative things that are bombarding them every day, then we can look at what the true problem is. And oftentimes, leaders, particularly in CEO positions and above, believe that external has something to do with what's going on. And it's really not the case. It's all about the internal dialogue and how they're being perceived in their organization.
Our guest is Melissa Kravicek. The company is Briella Arion, and she is a leadership trainer. She teaches folks high-caliber leadership. Melissa, when we come back, I want to spend a few minutes talking with you on the air about how you took this position in, as the old James Brown song goes, it's a man's world. Back with more with Melissa Kravicek on the Burke Allen Show right after this. Hang on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this, you know, for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
thumb. Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
See Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. live on tour nationwide. Get tour dates and more info at LandauMurphyJr.com. Thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show, live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. It's 718-506-1944. I see lots of folks in our flash chat room, and if you'd like to send a message in to us with a question or comment for our guest, it's Melissa Kravicek from Briella Arion. She's a high-caliber leadership specialist and a high-caliber guest on the program today. So leadership training has been for many, many, many years, essentially, Melissa, the purview of old white guys, and you are neither old nor a guy. You do appear to be white in your picture. But how does it, an attractive young lady decide this is what I want to do instead of an old snaggletooth gray-haired guy?
Yeah, that's what's funny about this industry. It is all old guys, I guess you would say. But that's the great thing about it. I mean, who doesn't want to be a young female taking up the responsibilities of the old white guy, you know? So I think it's great. I have personally not had any issues with it. I think that's because I'm dealing with, you know, different people on different levels, and so it's never an issue. You can either go into organizations and be intimidated, or you can be the intimidator, so to speak. So, you know, it just is what it is.
Many times when it comes to leadership and turning around an organization, you'll see plans that are put in place that are very tactical as opposed to strategic. You know, something that will help you in the sprint instead of the marathon. Any tips for sustaining, you know, long-term change?
That is a great question, because so often we, you know, go to events or hire executives to come into our organizations to create change, but these really aren't sustainable ways to create change. And oftentimes we get the growth that we're looking for, but we can't sustain that growth. So I would say that in order to sustain your growth, you have to bring in the tools, you have to have the knowledge, and you have to integrate it in a way where everybody is on board. And trust is a huge, huge factor in that, and that's costing organizations trillions of dollars in revenue every year.
You know, it's interesting you say that. One of the folks here in Washington, D.C. that absolutely has to have trust is the president's chief of staff. If the chief of staff and the president of the United States don't trust each other 110%, nothing gets done. And I would assume that the same would have to be applicable in any business from the smallest all the way up to the largest. What say you?
Yeah, I absolutely would agree with that. You know, obviously, like I said before, trust is a huge deterrent, I guess, when it comes to the success of an organization, and it's costing how many billions of dollars, you know, with employee espionage, time theft, and the list goes on and on.
Let's flip it on its side just a little bit, and you had some personal experience with this when you, as you mentioned earlier in the conversation, found your district manager embezzling funds. What if you are the employee and the leadership from above is not where it needs to be? And there are many examples. So let's start with that. Let's say you've caught your boss with his hand in the cookie jar. What should you do in that situation?
I think you should be honest, be as honest as you can, and I don't think you're ever going to regret that. In my situation, I would absolutely never regret being fired for something that I know was the ethical thing to do. So when it's time to move on, it's just time to move on. And there are plenty of other options for you, because when you're in that executive role or even as an employee, you have what it takes to move onward and upward.
What about managing up? You talk about leadership training. If you have a boss who isn't particularly good with people, maybe they're not great at handing out compliments and even worse at handing out bonuses, how do you encourage people and coach people to manage up when they have less than ideal managers?
That's a great question. So how you would manage up is you would obviously communicate to your boss your feelings, and whether or not they recognize those feelings is going to affect you emotionally, and those emotions are obviously going to determine whether or not you stay within the organization. So I would say communicate as well as you can to your boss without without being mean towards them. Be grateful. I mean, because we all have positions where we're not necessarily in the best role in the organization. We're not being paid the best. But when you're the front line, when you're dealing with customers or employees, you just have to be able to communicate. And that's, you know, the greatest advice I could probably give. Communicate up, communicate down.
And you talked about earlier in the conversation, Melissa, that you started your career working for this enormous retailer, Walmart, and then went on to Family Dollar, another big retailer. Those are companies that are plagued with high turnover, in many cases related to salary. Any advice that you give business owners who don't have huge budgets and therefore aren't able to pay top wages in terms of how to motivate and keep their folks happy and engaged in the process?
Yes, absolutely. Be creative. I think the more creative you are, the bigger the payoff is going to be for you, because the highest or best paid or employers with the most people within their organization are the least creative. So if you're a small organization, I would say take time and just be creative every week. Gather your team, get some ideas, go out and market together, spend time together doing fun things outside of the organization. And that creativity is going to spark ideas, and those ideas ultimately are going to put more on the bottom line and impact the organization in a way that gets them to the level of success they're looking for.
When you work with Family Dollar, were you in management in that organization?
I was a district manager with 24 stores in Southside Chicago.
And so you must have seen just some incredible things happen in those stores. I would assume that there was probably customer theft, there was employee theft, there was, you know, huge turnover. Give me a behind-the-scenes look at some of the things that you see when you're a district manager for a huge retailer like that.
Well, you know, one of the biggest issues, obviously, is theft. And so you have to be very aware of what's going on in your organization. And that doesn't just come from employees. That, you know, obviously comes from customers as well. And then when you're unloading and loading your trucks, you have to be very careful about who the driver is, what kind of paperwork they're putting, is the product in good condition, and so on and so forth. So for us in Chicago, you know, we actually ended up hiring gang members to stand at the back door because that's just the danger of the situation when you're in that area.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was a white female and I was young, and I was leading these organizations that were primarily black males, as you can imagine. So it's a very different leadership role. You know, I took on a lot of responsibilities at a very young age.
Melissa, and by the way, we're speaking with Melissa Gravicek, and the company is Briella Arion. They supply high-caliber leadership training to both individuals and organizations all over America. How is being a leader different for a woman?
Ooh. Well, I mean, there are so many things different as a leader that's a female and a woman. So number one is when you walk into organizations, almost all organizations are led by males, and almost all of those organizations are at some level successful. So you have to be able to break the ice really quickly. You have to be able to get through these limiting beliefs that they have that females in powerful positions are not good enough to provide them the training that they need to get to that next level. So that's probably the number one thing we're faced with. But more importantly, as a female, I think you just have to be confident in yourself. You have to know that you have the abilities, and you have to be able to portray that in a way that compels people to want to be a part of your organization, to want to purchase your products, to want to be involved in your services. And if you do it, then, you know, you automatically get the recognition, and titles aren't always everything. So, you know, I don't always say I'm the president. You know, I do the exact same work as every one of my employees.
Is there anything that you could pass along to us as we broadcast live here in Washington, D.C.? And if you're listening to the program live today, you know that as of February 26th, there is no deal with the federal government, and sequestration is supposed to take effect March 1st, which would furlough almost a million workers. And yet, folks on both sides of the aisle are not even really speaking to each other at the highest level. Any words of wisdom that you would give to the leaders of our country to help them get together?
Just take time out from your busy schedule. You know, the greatest ideas come from the time that we take out of all the crazy things we have going on in the day. So when you take that time out, really know what it is that you want to accomplish, what it is that, you know, you're trying to achieve. And once you know what that is, then approach the other side and try to negotiate and make a deal. And negotiation is, you know, full of tactics, and it can be evil and it can be good, you know, but I think that everyone can promise and come to an agreement.
I appreciate the input and the tips, and it's all very user-friendly. If you'd like to find out more about Melissa and her company, Briella Arion, spell the website for us once again, please.
BRIELLAARION.com.
Great. Melissa Kravicek, our guest today from Chicago. She's a longtime business leader and high-caliber leadership training expert. The website, again, BriellaArion.com. Melissa, thanks for being on the Burke Allen Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Live in Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thank you so much for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.